Hello, my friends. I have tried to make an audio recording many times, but it has failed. And I am sitting here, in this bench, by the river. Why am I talking like this, huh? I do not know. Maybe I have some sort of desire to be talk like a vampire, you know? Maybe it's just what makes me happy. Yes, I get pretty happy talking like this. It makes me happy. I was gonna be alright. I was just gonna read my thing. I was just gonna be a normal person. But then I had to wait. Why is there someone with a fucking hoodie though? Why a fucking hoodie though? Why a fucking hoodie? Oh shit! Kind of creepy. Very creepy. Very creepy. Guys, there was this guy. Oh, he was so fucking hot. Oh, he was so hot. Ugh. Man, it's like I have these lately. It's like I have all these fucking guys coming after me. Oh, it feels so good. I feel so powerful. You know, I feel so. At the same time, it's like fucking torture. You know, because it's just fucking chats. It's fucking. Ugh. It's fucking chats. It's fucking. Oh god. Oh shit. I need a real cock, to be honest. I need a fucking real cock. I think I just reached a maximum fucked up level, okay? Trying not to show my face to the people that are driving past me because I am so fucked up. I feel like this could go anywhere, to be honest. Oh shit. I haven't felt in the mood for recording in so long. And I'm just so fucked up. And the people who were, there were some people that were in front of me, but they're gone now, you know. I came here for a totally different reason than I am here. Oh my god, my brain is mush. I feel like I've been, oh my god, do you ever feel like you're just... oh god. Oh god. I can't even complete a fucking sentence right now. Do you ever feel like you're just... Do you ever feel like... Oh yeah. Sometimes I just, well, before I tell you this, it might make sense to explain that yes, this is my little secret, but I know it's so weird to say it, but yeah, I use cannabis daily as pretty much my medication. It's so loud here, trust me. I've been here for like over an hour trying to get some time, some quiet time to record. It's just been really difficult. But I think finally maybe it's quieting down a bit. I don't know. Yeah, cannabis. So cannabis, sometimes it's just like I it's not like I overdo it. I mean, sometimes I do overdo it, but sometimes I just do it so continuously that I start to become very foggy, and I just, my vision actually becomes foggy too. I feel so relaxed. I become so relaxed that it's like I've been taking Klonopin for like a week, and I'm just so out of it, you know? And I love it. I fucking love it. And I know that I shouldn't, but yeah, I just feel so foggy, you know? So distanced. So incredibly relaxed, but it's a little bit scary because if you think about it, if you try to retain that, if you try to retain your same level of functionality while you're that relaxed, you'll find that you can't. Like, you'll find that you're so relaxed that you can't freak out about things like you normally do, and when you can't do that, you just think, oh my god, am I just gonna stay this relaxed, you know? But obviously you're not just gonna stay that relaxed forever, but it feels that way, and it can be really difficult. I know it's not a good thing at all. I know. And my tolerance went down because I hadn't done it in a few days and almost a week. My tolerance went down, and then I went to the dispensary again, and I've just kind of drifted into this place where I'm just so like, I don't know, I'm so relaxed that it's not really like a pleasurable relaxation either, actually. It's more of just a fucking blanked out type of thing. Like, oh my goodness. It's like when you repeat something so many times that at one point it just becomes nothing. It just becomes meaningless. Just because it becomes a thing that is just like repeating over and over, but you don't feel anything, you know? It's like you're empty inside. It's just, the other day I had a fucking breakdown, to be honest. And it was a I had a total fucking breakdown the other day, and I cried, and I don't even fucking know what happened to me, but I think maybe like I fucking broke or something. And ever since that day, I have felt so, not so much empty, because there's a difference between feeling empty in a way that you feel like there's something missing, and you feel it's this, you feel like this black hole inside your chest, you know. It's kind of like sucking the life out of you, and you feel empty, and you feel like you're infinitely empty. But then there's this other feeling where you're empty, but you're kind of just, you're just non-existent, you know? And that's the feeling that I have. And no matter what I do, I still feel so I've been wanting to wallow in my self-pity, you know, like I've been begging myself to just let go and feel horrible. But I find it difficult to, I should be feeling horrible right now, right? I should be feeling very bad right now. You know, is there something wrong with me? You know, and now it's weird. It's like, I don't know. I'm just gonna take another hit because maybe I'll start laughing, and I will feel better if I'm laughing than if I'm just wondering about why the fuck I feel this way. You know, the other day I lost my shit, and I kind of poured out all my feelings, and after doing so, I guess I was just so empty that you know, maybe I just got it all out. Maybe it's just all out. Maybe I can just rest, you know. Maybe it's time to just rest and it's not bothering me anymore, is it? No, it's not. I guess maybe a little bit. Maybe. No, not really. I want to make more audios. I really do. It's really difficult because, well, needless to say, if you can't find the energy to do things that you need to do, and how you find the energy to do things that you want to do,
That doesn't make any sense, does it? It's fine. I don't think I have to make any sense at all. I think most people don't make any sense. Like, they just fucking don't make any sense. I get so caught up in expectations that I forget to enjoy my life. I forget to enjoy my beautiful existence on this fucking horrible fucking planet that's going down. This planet is just going down. Oh, shit. So anyhow, today is a day like all other days. Just another day spread about in the days, upon the days, in the days, in the days, in the days, in the days, just drift and drift and drift away. All of the days we blend together, you know. Do your days ever just blend together? Days. My days blend together. They just blend. You know, you really know you're wasting your life when your days just blend together, you know? And it might be depressing to think about it, but really, it's a gift. It's a blessing. If your days blend together, then those are just days that you're not really having to experience the shittiness of life. Am I right? You literally just blend together all your days. I wish I could blend my days together forever, you know? I wish I could just... Wow, I wish I could just... You know, drift away and never come back, you know? Just drift away, just gone, you know, gone. It would be a gift. It would be beautiful. I would be so grateful if I could just drift away and never come back. Just be gone. Just disintegrate, you know? Just... Have you ever... Well, I suppose that you can feel like you're disintegrating if you are. You can feel like you're disintegrating in many ways, actually. There are some ways that are scarier than others, and I wouldn't suggest them at all. I don't know what I was talking about. I think I was talking about the days just blending together. Yeah. Yes, I did overdo it. That is truth. I just took the I just took a very decent amount of the thing. A very decent amount, yes. Trying to talk, you know, trying to speak. I'm trying not to call. When your days blend together, yeah, I feel. Actually, this reminds me of how long have I been recording? Oh shit! Listen. Reminds me of my first psychedelic experience. Not my first psychedelic experience, my last psychedelic experience. Well, you can argue because here's the thing. Here's the thing. Cannabis is a psychedelic, okay? So much noise, oh my god. Okay. And now listen. Cannabis is a psychedelic. Now it's windy. So yeah. Okay, so. I was saying that. Cannabis is like psychedelic, basically. But the last time that I took a psychedelic in the obvious sense of the word, I ended up in the hospital, right? I was given clonopin for like a week, right? And I was so out of it. Like, I was so fucking out of it. Like, let's just say that. Oh my god, there's so much fucking noise. I was so out of it. Let's just say that I was sitting there. I was in the I remember I was in the therapy group, right? And I was like, you know what I learned from this experience? That I have to love myself. It's like, I have to love myself. Before I love anyone else. And but anyhow, there was this girl there, and she was a student at the same university where I worked, and I guess we became good friends. we would do some exercises. We would jog down the hallway in the hospital, and we would do sit-ups and push-ups and things like that. But most of the time, I would just be sleeping. I guess they just wanted me to be so, like, I don't know. I think they wanted me to be relaxed because I expressed fear that doing or experiencing what I had experienced, I was scared that it would affect me. Affect my mind at a deeper level, and Jesus, another pit bull. And since I expressed that to them, you know, anyhow, so it was a very fucking terrifying experience. By the way, so my days were blending together. They were so blending together, and right now, like yesterday and today, maybe the day before, I feel like my days have been blending together. Sometimes it's a good thing, you know? It's like, sometimes you just need to, like, just let go. Just forget about everything. Just, you know? But sometimes it can be hard to actually let go in the first place, you know? It can be hard to let go. To be honest, today I've been kind of struggling with that. It's almost like no matter what I do, I feel this unpleasantness, you know? It's really sad. In my opinion, you know, what I'm experiencing, it makes me sad. I'm just like, why can't I just enjoy my life? But, anyhow, this turned into a kind of rambling conversation. I guess I can tell you something interesting.
Something secret. I can tell you one of my little secrets.
Okay, I'll tell you a secret. What secret am I going to tell you?
Coming up with my secret, because I can't really,
I don't really think about secrets like this, I guess. I can't name my secrets out of nowhere.
I would have to think about it. And my, like, I just can't. I can't
think about a secret. 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 I think about doing sexy things all the time. I think about sexy things. And when I see guys, or I see some girls too, and guys and girls on the street, I know it sounds bad. I know. It sounds inappropriate as fuck. But sometimes I just catch a glimpse. And oh my god, the things I see in my head. Oh my god. The other day there was this lady on her bike. She was so hot. Oh my god. Her bike was really nice too. She was really hot. She had these muscles, but they were very feminine, you know. And not to be sexist or anything like that, but you know, they weren't like chiseled, you know, they were like very nice. Very nice. And there was this this guy walking down the sidewalk shirtless, and oof, no, not walking, he was running, he was jogging, he was exquisite. The other day I was at the same exact bench, and there was a guy, and he kept looking at me, and I was like, why does he keep looking at me, you know, and I was like talking about him. I was like speaking into my phone. And I was like talking about him. I was like, oh my god, did he listen to what I was saying? Because I was just complimenting him. Which is obviously inappropriate, but yeah. Then I saw this lady walking the sidewalk, and she had a sort of square face, but she was so beautiful. She was so beautiful. I was like, she was kind of like reminded me of myself, kind of. But but her face was square, but there was something about her that was just so beautiful. And I couldn't help but think about it. And just, oh my goodness, the other day I was on this elevator, and oh god, there was this guy, he walked in with his dog, and when he spoke, oh, his voice was just, he had made a sound. He made a sound to his dog, I guess, because his dog was trying to sniff me. And I got startled, because I startle easily, so I kind of freaked out when he made that sound, and he was like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I was just trying to get her to not sniff you, but she's friendly. And the way that he, like, his voice was just so amazing that I was just like, it's okay. Oh my god, I have this stupid voice that I just automatically use it in public, and sometimes I say things that people just take the wrong way, you know, like this one time I went to this place to pick up food, and this lady hands me the bag of food, and I'm like, oh, I can't take it, it's too big, you know. And this guy that was just standing right next to me, he just made this face, and the girl, she started laughing, and at that point, I knew that what I had just said had become an innuendo, you know, and it was just stuff like that happens all the time. Like, sometimes I'll go to a place and I'll be like, excuse me, or something like that, you know, or, excuse me. Oh, excuse me. Oh, excuse me. Hello? Oh, hey. Excuse me. I guess it just it makes people feel things, I guess. I don't know. People start laughing. The typical reaction is laughter, because it's kind of like, it's an innuendo, but it's kind of uncomfortable because, like, the social situation where you're like, you're just hearing this like little moaning voice, you know. I don't freaking know, man. I can't imitate it, you know. I can't just do the voice. I can't. I mean, it's when I'm in that situation that I do it. It's like, it just happens, you know. But yeah, it happens when I'm shy. When I'm shy, that's what happens.